first place. First of all, what does machshava mean? So it's not a classical term. It's not something that has a very specific definition. For now, we'll define it as the non-halachic aspects of Torah. And this would include things like Agada, philosophy, Kabbalah, and the like. We're not going to spend much time studying Kabbalah. And just to get a picture of how important it is, if you take a look on page 2, first source, the Rambam, after digressing to discuss the matter of reward and punishment and comparing the opinions of the Chachamim and the philosophers in his Perusha Mishnayos and Brachos, he writes, Ve'ein makom ze mat'im ledaber bo al ha'inyan hazeh. This isn't really the right place to discuss these things. After all, it's a Perusha Mishnayos. Ella, shadarki tamid b'chol makom sheyesh eze remez b'inyanei emuna eva'er mashu. Anytime there's a remez to inyanei emuna in the Mishnayos, I feel the need to elaborate. Ki chashuv etzli lahasbir yisod mayisodos yoser mikol davar acher shani melamed. It's more important for me to explain the matter, the nature of these things, than anything else I teach. And likewise, in the Mishnah Torah, where he begins his work, a halachic work, with philosophical topics or machshava or the like, and he writes, what am I going to include in the Sefer Hamada? Sefer HaRishon Echlo Bo Mitzvot Shehen Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu V'tzarech Adam Leida Osan Tchilas Hakol Kigon Yichud Shemo Baruch Hu V'Isra Avodah Zarah. That I'm writing in not every source, I'm sorry, is going to be exactly here and exactly in this order. I'll try to go in order, but I made the source books and then I decided what I'm going to say. Probably I should have done it the opposite way, but I only decided what I'm going to say this morning. So, and I already printed the thing. So I apologize, but the Makoros that aren't printed in the books, I'll tell you where they are, and you won't be able to follow inside. So he writes that what is Sefer Hamada? Why is that in Mishneh Torah, which is a work of halacha? Because these are things, Tzarech Adam Leida Osan Tchilas Hakol, these are the first things you have to know. A lot of times people have studied other aspects of Mishneh Torah before having studied Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Aleph. But the Rambam says these are actually the most fundamental things, these are the things that you have to begin with. So there's a mandate to study these matters, these philosophical matters. Now, what is it, why is it so important to study these things? So take a look. This is a Sifrei in Parshas Ekev. Again, page 2. Shelo tomar lamadati halachos daily, Talmud lomar ki im shamor tishmirun es kol ha-mitzvah hazos, kol ha-mitzvah lemod medrash halachos v'agados. The Torah, by adding the word kol, emphasizes that we shouldn't define Talmud Torah narrowly, namely halacha, but rather it includes other things like medrash and halachos. What exactly is it that medrash and halachos adds to, sorry, medrash and agada adds to halacha? So if you look at the next source, Reb Yitzchak Ben Pinchas Omer, kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash ve'ein biyado halachos lo tam tam shel chachma. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos ve'ein biyado medrash lo tam tam shel yiras chet. Hu haya omer, kol sheyesh biyado medrash ve'ein biyado halachos ze gibur ve'einu mezuyan. Kol sheyesh biyado halachos ve'ein biyado medrash chalash v'zayin biyado. Yesh biyado zeh v'zeh, gibor u'mezuyan. So the Medrash says over here, basically, that The Medrash, or Agada, teaches us fear of sin. Halacha teaches us wisdom. And in this metaphor, what we seem to be saying is that Agada builds the strength of character. It transforms someone from a weakling into a driven warrior, eager to fight his enemy, but at the same time, as motivated and as strong as he is, if he doesn't know the halacha, he is like a gibor that's not mezuyan. He lacks the sword. So you need both. You need to know what to do. You need to have that sword. Halacha is like a sharp, precise sword, and it informs us how to use that spiritual strength that's developed when you study Agada. But if you study halacha without Agada, or you study Agada without halacha, so the Medrash here is telling us you're a very incomplete Oved Hashem. So far we've seen Agada is important with respect to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and it's what gives a person Yerushamayim. The next source highlights the aspect of Chachma. Ritzoncha shetakir es misha amar v'haya olam l'mod hagada shemitoch kach atamakir es HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'medabek bedrachav. You want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we'll see shortly, there's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. So the way you do that is by studying Agada. And through that, you'll be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Medrash adds, you'll be medabek bedrachav. You'll know how to live your life through clinging to his ways. Now, we've seen in the source we just saw the intellectual aspect, understanding, knowing God, and we saw the emotional aspect in the previous source being the source of Yerushamayim. But of course, the intellectual aspect and the emotional aspect are powerfully linked. One place where you see this very powerfully is in Hilchos Tshuva. Davar yaduo varur she'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nekshares belibo shel adam ad sheyishke batamid karaoi v'yazov kol ma sheba'olam chutz mimena kemo sheziva ve'amar b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Eino ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela bedas sheyeda'ehu. A person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with the knowledge in which he knows him. Ve'al pi hadea tiya ha'ava. And to the extent that you have a knowledge or an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too will be the knowledge, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im me'at me'at, v'im harbe harbe. Ulefikach tzarech ha'adam liyached atzmo, lahavin ulahaskil b'chachmos usvunos hamodiyim lo eskono. Kefi koach sheyesh ba'adam, therefore, it's necessary for a person to seclude himself in order to understand and conceive wisdom and concepts that make his Creator known to him according to his potential. And here he refers to his comments in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. We'll take a look at those now. The Rambam writes famously, "Heich yaderech lavaso v'yiraso." How do you come to love and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'shash yizbonen ha'adam b'masaf uvruav ha'neflaim ha'gdolim v'yira mehen chachma so she'en la'erech v'loketz miyad hu oev u'meshabeach u'mefa'er u'mesaveh tava gdola leida Hashem ha'gadol kemo she'amar David tzama nafshi l'alokim l'kel chai u'kshemachashev b'dvar ma'elu atzman miyad hu nirta l'achora v'yifchad v'yeda shubiryak tana shvela afela omedis bedas kala miuta lefnei tamim deos k'mo shamar David kir esh amecha maseetz bosecha ma enosh kisis kirenu lefi advarim ha'elu anu mevayer klalim gedolim mimaisei ribon ha'olamim kidei shiye pes yiyu pesach lemevin lehoves Hashem k'mo shamu chachamim b'inyen Ava shemitoch kach atamakir esmi she'amar v'haya ha'olam. Could spend a whole shir on this Rambam, but very briefly, what the Rambam is telling us is by being misbonein in the Ma'isev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his Brios. So that brings us to Avas Hashem and Yira Shamayim. And therefore, the Rambam writes, I'm going to explain in these prakim things that will allow a person to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thereby allow a person to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like he says, Im'at ma'at v'im harbe harbe. The more a person knows of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more they're capable of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in the first prakim of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, they're focused on metaphysics. On the third and fourth parak, more in on physics or the like, we'll discuss this at greater length. And Rambam's understanding, fascinating understanding of between the correlation between loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yediyas Hashem, which we see over here are linked. But the point for now that I want to bring out is that the study of Machshava, the study of these topics, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, study of philosophy, is not some dry academic discipline. It's something that breeds an incredibly passionate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And very significantly, to the extent that it doesn't do that, if it's only this dry academic pursuit, it's not something that leads to Ava Vira. So then it's not fulfilling its goal, the goal that Rambam over here elaborates. Continuing in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, this now in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, Bizman she'adam izbonin bedvar me'elu makir kol habruim mimalach the galgal, the adam kiyotze bo v'yirach hachmaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yitzurim v'chol habruim. When a person contemplates these things, angels, spheres, man, and he sees the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, Mosif Ahava L'makom, the Timtza Nafsho, the Yichme Bisaro, Lehov HaMakom Baruch Hu. It's quite powerful language. His soul will thirst, and his very essence, his body even, will desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yira v'yafachad mishifluso v'daluso v'kaluso. Rambam always stresses the Av and the Yira together, the desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, the immediate apprehension of our own smallness and distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'shiyarech atzmo l'echad me'agufos ha'kdoshim ha'gdolim. V'kol shekein la'achas me'atzuros ha'tahoros ha'nefrados min ha'golmim shelo nischabru begolem klal. Non-physical entities. We'll have a chance to, Besos Hashem, describe what exactly the Rambam is referring to over here by these non-physical creations. Why and in what way are the celestial beings kadosh, which is what the Rambam says over here. V'yim t'atzmo shu kikli malibu shu chlima reik v'chaser. Many of the Sfarim that discuss Machshava or Musar warn of the dangers of focusing too much on the halachic aspects of Torah study. For example, if you look at the Hakdama to the Chovos Halvavos, Rabbeinu Bachya writes that someone who excels in Talmud Torah and focuses on Gemara and Halacha and is Mefalpel and the like, but he neglects to investigate the root principles and the fundamental precepts of religion, so he has a major, major gap in his religious experience. And not just in his Talmud Torah, because he writes that without understanding these basic principles, so no mitzvah could properly be fulfilled. And that's why he writes the Chovos Halvavos. The Chovos Halvavos is a work that explains the Chovos Halvavos, the duties upon the heart, as opposed to the Chovos Haivarim. The Chovos Haivarim are the mitzvos with a Maisa mitzvah, And he writes that you can't focus exclusively on the chovos ha'ivarim and forget to focus on the chovos halvavos. Likewise, the Ramchal, in his introduction to Mesilas Yesharim, offers the same type of critique. People sometimes get so caught up in studying the aspects of Torah, Gemara, and Halacha, and the like, that they forget to focus on, in a sense, what's even more fundamental. He writes over there, Tirem tizbonein behove berov ha'olam, ki rov anshei ha'sechel ha'mahir va'pikhim ha'charifim yasimu rov hizbonenam v'histaklusam bedakos ha'chachma, you don't have this, v'omek ha'iyunim ish ish kefi netia sichlo v'chashko ha'tivi ki yesh yitrichu ma'od v'mechkar abriya v'atava v'acherim yitnu kol iyunam l'tvuno l'handasa v'acherim l'melachos v'acherim yichnesu yoser ala kodesh da'ainu limud ha'torah kdosha mehem b'pilpule halachos mehem b'midrashim mehem b'piske dinim ach me'atim yiyu min ha'min asher yikbe'u iyun v'limud al inyane shleimos avoda al ha'ava v'al ha'yira v'al ha'dveikos al kol shar chelke achasid. Many people study Torah and become great Talmidei Chachamim, but there are few who delve into the matters of Ava and Yira and Dveikos and the like. Now, while I'm not advocating that you switch your morning Seder from Gemara to Machshava, however, what these sources do certainly indicate is the extent to which it is important to be Ma'ayin in these matters, and that means both studying the Miktsoa B'Torah's Talmud Torah, but also Hisboninus, contemplation, thinking about how it affects our life and allowing it to inspire us and bring us closer to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And this critique, the critique that Rabbeinu Bachya has in his Hakdama to Chovos Halvavos, the critique of the Ramchal, is really, interestingly, something that you see again and again. A large part of the critique of Hasidus was the overemphasis on Gemara and Halacha, as well as the Musar movement. But it's not simply a matter of emphasis. The Ramchal writes that Torah itself, Talmud Torah, could be a destructive force if it's not rooted in Yira. And Rav Kook writes that Talmud Torah, if improperly understood, could even lead to immorality. And while each of these thinkers perhaps has different methodologies and solutions, but what they all stress is the idea that we saw before from Avos Rebbe Nasan, which is that if a person only focuses on the halacha and gemara, so they'll be left with being the way the Avos Rebbe Nasan depicts it, is as an armed weakling. They'll have that sword, but they won't have the strength to lift it. They won't have the courage to do battle. Now, one interesting corollary of this point is the idea that if that's the goal, so then not all topics of machshava are equally important. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, when discussing matters of Yemos HaMashiach and the like, he writes that Kol Elu Adram Kiyote Bahen Lo Yaida Edam Echiyu Achiyu, we're not going to really know what's going to happen when the Mashiach comes until it comes. Ve'al Kol Panim Ein Sidur Havayos Dvarim Elu V'lo Dikdukehem Iker Bidas Uli Olam Lo Yasok, sorry, Lo Yisasek Adam B'Divrei HaHagados V'lo Yarech B'Midrashos HaAmurim B'Inyanim Elu Kiyote Bahen V'lo yasimem ikar, she'en mevien lo lide yira v'lo lide ava. The Rambam writes that it doesn't pay to be mairich, and even the midrashim that describe Yemos HaMashiach and the like, because these midrashim don't necessarily bring a person to Ava and to Yira. So according to the Rambam, the emphasis must be placed on aspects of what we're calling machshava that bring a person to Ava and Yira. And Rav Dessler, along similar lines, writes, there's no point in studying Agadah if it doesn't bring a person, if it leaves a person unaffected by that study. So let's try to elaborate on some of these points. Even though we said that our goal is to study Machshava because it brings a person to Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim, that doesn't mean that you should just study works that talk about Yiras Shamayim and that are inspirational and the like. The son of Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in the introduction to Nefesh HaChaim that Reb Chaim told him to publish the Sefer very quickly, and he writes, "Shiskablu divai bekuntras halalu lahashris yiras Hashem, the Torah, the avoda zaka belev yishrei lev hamivakshim darkei Hashem." The purpose of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is to be mashrish yiras Shamayim. Now, if you've studied Nefesh HaChaim, you'll see that it's largely a Kabbalistic work. It doesn't directly focus on yiras Shamayim. But he wrote that the whole purpose of the Sefer is Lahashrish Yiras Shamayim. Likewise, if you look at the opening chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, so the Ramchal writes that you have to know certain things in order to fulfill a person's purpose in the world. He starts off, Yisod HaChasidus Deshar Shavoda Tmima Hu Shizbar V'Yis'ameis Eitzel Ha'adam Macho Vaso Be'olamo. And he develops what that is. But the point is that to achieve chasidus and avoda tmima, you have to know certain things. So the Ramchal says, what is it you have to know? You have to know the purpose of the creation of the world, why the world was created, what our goal is in the world. And if you don't know these things, so the Ramchal tells us, you can't achieve chasidus or avoda tamima. Likewise, the Rambam begins Mishneh Torah in the opening halacha, Yisod ha-yisodos v'amud ha-chachmos leida shiyesham matzui rishon v'hu mamtzi kol nimtza v'chol ha-nimtzaim mishamayim v'aret u'ma she-beinehem lo nimtzu ela me'amitas himatzo. The Yisod ha-yisodos and the amud ha-chachmos, one must know that there's a first being that caused everything to come into existence, and everything that exists only exists because of the truth of his existence. And he elaborates. But the point is that these are things you must know. The Ramchal and the Rambam and many other thinkers all begin their works by stressing the idea that you have to know certain things to be a proper Jew. And that's Be'ezras Hashem, what we hope to do here, not just here, is to know those things, because, as they say, you have to know these things to be a Jew. It's not just an issue of Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim, basic knowledge. The Meiri writes in the Hakdama to Beis HaBechira that in order to fulfill, to capture from a mitzvah, the inyan ha-mitzvah, you actually have to understand the mitzvah. He writes, you don't have this, Yimashech lo min ha-mitzvah ha-hi, ma shekivein nosna yisbarach li mashech mimena. In order to get the goal of the mitzvah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended in commanding that mitzvah, only if you're mizbonein be-inyan ha-mitzvah, if you contemplate the purpose, the idea of the mitzvah. And without contemplating the idea being mizbonein b'inyan ha-mitzvah, so lo yimashech min ha-mitzvah ahi mashekiven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You won't get every mitzvah. Mitzvahs aren't given for naught, not just a random commandments that were directed in order to achieve obedience. Every mitzvah has a purpose, has a goal, like we read about last week. L'tov lach, the mitzvos are for our benefit, and the Ramban there explains they have a goal, they have a purpose. And the Meiri writes that that purpose will only be accomplished, it will only be achieved if you understand the yesod of the mitzvah. Of course, you fulfill the mitzvah in a technical sense if you do it without having thought about it. If you put on tefillin, if you shake, maybe tefillin might even not be. Maybe tefillin, actually, it is ma'akev, according to the famous Bach and the like, to think about the inyan of mitzvah. But I don't know, you shake lulav. You don't think about what's the inyan of the mitzvah of lulav. You just shake lulav. So, of course, you fulfilled the mitzvah in the technical sense. But without thinking about the inyan ha-mitzvah, without studying what we're calling machshava, so the Meiri writes, Lo yimashich min ha-mitzvah hi mashekivein nosna yisborach lihimashich mimena. And it's not just mitzvos in the formal sense. The non-halachic aspects of Torah are so fundamental. The brother of the Gra quotes the Gra as saying the following. This is in Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah. V'shamati me'achi agon zal shoresh adavar shebevadei leku l'meimar shelo yichnesu tachas geder ha-mitzvos rak taryag mitzvos velo yoseh. Don't think that there are just 613 mitzvos. And that's what we're supposed to do. Shim Kane, mi bireshis v'ad bo, ein bohen rak shlosha mitzvos. So then we can go ahead. This is Kain, the Kasha, and the first Rashi, al HaTorah. Why do we need a start? Why do we need all the book of Bereshis all the way till Parshas Bo? You have three mitzvos. That's probably a quarter of the Torah. Gam harbe parshios shebetorah she'ein ben shum mitzvah. V'zeu davar she'ein miskabel. In other words, it's pashut that every parsha in the Torah is teaching us how to live our lives. And that's true, even though many parshios have no mitzvos whatsoever. Ela be'emes kol dibor v'dibor shebetorah she'yatza mepi agvura hi mitzvah bifnei atzma. Every dibor, every parsha is a mitzvah. Now, the Taryag mitzvos are the ones that meet certain criteria, as the Rambam enumerates in the Sharashim of Sefer HaMitzvos. But you shouldn't think that they're only Taryag mitzvos. And you shouldn't think that a parsha in the Torah that doesn't have a mitzvah, that doesn't teach you a halacha, is not telling you how to live your life. Finally, the study of machshava helps a person understand what is otherwise a very mysterious world. The Ramchal, for example, in Das Tfunos, devotes the work to understanding how there's direction in history, how there's a purpose. The things that happen in the world happen for a goal, and he tries to teach why they happen and what's the purpose. Ramban makes a very powerful point after spending many pages describing the problem of evil in Shar Gemul. He writes, ultimately, we won't fully understand. We can't fully understand why the righteous suffer, why the wicked prosper. And so he says, maybe you'll think that we shouldn't even bother studying the matter at all. After all, if we're not going to crack the nut, we're not going to solve the problem, so why should we even bother? And the Ramban writes, that's the attitudes of fools. Zu taina saksilim moaseh achachma. People who are lovers of wisdom try to understand everything about the world to the extent they possibly can, including the nature of hashkacha, including why the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper. And even if it's true that we won't ultimately understand everything, there will be aspects that we'll have to say, I don't know. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a dying MS, and I don't understand how and why But nevertheless, the fact that we might be left with unanswered questions, and this is true with all aspects of machshava, does not mean that we shouldn't try to understand what we can't understand. And someone who has that attitude is a moaseh hachachma, someone who hates wisdom. I think the Chazon Ish powerfully expresses this in the opening lines of Sefer Emunah Bitachon. Im ha'adam hu bal nefesh v'sha'ato sha'at ha'sheket chafshi me'ra'avon ta'avani ve'eino marhiva mimachazeh shamayim larom ve'aretz la'omek hu nirgash v'nidham ki ha'olam nidme lefanav k'chida stuma. If that's never happened to you, if you haven't stopped and thought about the world in a quiet place such that the world will appear to a person as a chidas duma, a mystery, he writes so powerfully. And you know, when you read Sefer Emunah Bitachon, it's hard to imagine sometimes that this is the same author as the rest of the Chazon Ish, because you read the rest of the Chazon Ish and you think of this person who is totally unemotional and focused on Talmud Torah and the Halacha, on the Lamdus. But the Chazon Ish presumably is describing here his own experiences of being overwhelmed and astounded about the riddle, about the mystery. The riddle grips his mind and his heart. He feels faint, lifeless, for he's possessed by this mystery and yearns with his entire soul to solve it. And he's going to be willing to walk through fire and water in order to understand the secret that's being withheld from him. He's not describing here the study of machshava per se, but his comments are very instructive because they depict how a person should live his life and reflect upon the world and see the world. One final interesting makor, perhaps this is the basis for our class. The Rav wrote another reason why he thought the study of machshava should be included in the curriculum of all smicha students. And he claims that had, quote, the second Commonwealth Judaism formulated its great moralistic doctrines in a philosophical vernacular, Christianity would not have been able to boast throughout the ages that it had discovered new ethical horizons. In other words, a lot of times we only respond to questions once they're asked from the outside. And the Rav writes that we shouldn't wait till outside forces ask us these questions and demand from us a response. But on our own, we should be appreciative of the problems and seek solutions. And this is, I think, true for a lot of aspects of machshava. A lot of people have pointed out that it's only after people had raised questions that we've been forced to formulate ideas about the Nitzchias HaTorah, how we know it's true, how we know it can't change, and so on and so forth. And what the Rav is saying is that we'll be in a much better position if we don't wait till we have to respond to these challenges when they're posed from the outside, but on our own, we are able to understand the truth. So, in addition,
along the lines of Dama Shatoshiv.
Dama Lahashiv is certainly an important mitzvah, absolutely correct. Dama Lahashiv Lapi Kores. And what the Rav's adding is perhaps you're much better off considering the matter before the Apikoros asks you the question. So, in addition to igniting the emotional component of our relationship and facilitating an understanding of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, studying Machshava as a guide to a person's Avodas Hashem, and it gives him perspective on the world, both giving him the ability to answer internal questions and, of course, external questions. Now, we saw before the Medrash that tells us that Agada helps a person know God. And let's consider for a moment this obligation, this mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that there are five mitzvos that require us to have a fundamental knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the five mitzvos are, in other words, there's no mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, that's not one of the Taryag mitzvos, but rather there are five mitzvos that are Mechayev Yediyas Hashem. Number one, Anochi, which demands that we know that he exists. We'll explain this shortly, what exactly that means, what is encompassed by the mitzvah of Anochi, Lo Yia, which requires that we not have any thought that there's anything besides the divinity of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema Yisrael, we have to know and understand the unity, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, and Yir Shamayim, as we've seen in the Rambam, both demand an understanding, a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that Bnei Yisrael defined as people who know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Vayadavar holech umizgaber b'vnei Yaakov v'nilvim aleihem v'naseis ba'olam uma shehi yoda'as es Hashem. That is Bnei Yisrael, the uma that's yoda'as es Hashem. The Rishonim quote many psukim about the importance of Yediyas Hashem. Over here you have five psukim that are cited by the Ramchal in the Chovos HaLevavos. V'yadata hayom v'ashevosa el levavecha ki Hashem ulokim v'ashamayim imal v'arts mitachas ein od. Yediyah, yadata hayom, you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to be meshiv el halev that ein od mavado. V'ata Shlomo b'ni da es Elokei Avicha. Di'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. As Giveyu ki Yada Shemi. Ki im bezos yisalel hamishalal haskel v'yadoa osi. All these psukim stress, it's not enough to simply believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to have Yediyas Hashem. And while we will see that different thinkers certainly have different educational protocols, different ways in which we are able to be Yodei Elokim. Some Rishonim and Achronim stress philosophy, some stress Machshava, but everybody agrees that you need to do it in some way. And in fact, many thinkers, we'll take a look at one of them right now, the Rama, stressed that there are in fact multiple valid and true ways of fulfilling this mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. The Rama writes here in the Tshuva, and the context here is quite fascinating. He's responding to a critique from the Maharshal, who criticized the Rama's reference to Aristotle. He also critiqued the Rama's poor grammar. The Marshal was a tough cookie. So he critiques the Rama's quotation of Aristotle. How can you quote such a person? And the Rama writes back in Tshuvo Simen Zion, Avalo astru lilmo divrei hachachamim v'chakirusam b'mahus ha-metzius v'tiv'ehen ki adarabah al yedei zeh no dagduloso shel yotzer bereishis yizborach. And then he notes, Af kila mikubalim das acheres bezu, even though the mikubalim have a different way in which we are meant to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not through the study of philosophy, it's through the study of Kabbalah. Elu v'elu develokim chayim. And in fact, the Rama, in his works, very frequently, most famously in the Tarsa Ola, but in other works, incorporates and combines and shows the compatibility between Kabbalah and philosophy. But ultimately, the Rama writes, Elu v'elu. V'af ki chachme ha'umos ha'olam amro. You'll say, one second, philosophy. That comes from the chachme umos ha'olam. Kfar amro b'megillah perakama kol mi she'amar divrei chachma af b'umos nikra chacham. And the fact that there were chachme umos ha'olam that came up with some of these ideas does not mean it's not chachma. And what the Rama here writes is that, in a sense, almost everybody and almost all of the Gedolim throughout the ages believed in the importance of pursuing something beyond just halacha and gemara. For some it was Kabbalah, for some it was philosophy, for some it was both. In fact, the Rama over here writes that even though both Kabbalah and philosophy are valuable and true, he prefers philosophy because it's less dangerous. It's interesting. Most people think of philosophy as the dangerous one, but Kabbalah also, especially if misunderstood, is very dangerous. We'll perhaps have a chance to elaborate upon this. But, and he also writes that, first of all, he didn't study Aristotle inside. He learned it from the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim. And then he writes, very interestingly, he didn't pursue these matters during Seder. He didn't study Mar Nevuchim when everybody else was learning. He only did it when everybody else was relaxing, like on Shabbos and on Chol HaMoed. So Ben Azmanim was Ben Azmanim Limud. It wasn't during Seder. And likewise, like we said, I don't think anyone here should give up morning Seder, as important as these things are. Many of the thinkers that we'll have a chance to see, Be'ezer Hashem, stress the importance of philosophy. And it's worth it to take a moment to think about what is included in philosophy. What is it a mitzvah to study? This is a very broad topic, and we're not going to fully address it now. But first of all, like we said, when we talk about the value of philosophy, it doesn't mean everything that might be considered in a philosophy class in Yeshiva College. Because as we saw, these are meant to bring us to Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. So I don't know if the Rambam, though he definitely encourages the study of philosophy, would necessarily advocate for the study of aesthetics. Questions like what makes something art, or what is beauty, or the like. Because these don't have a relationship. These don't bring us to an understanding of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, improves our emuna. But at the same time, the focus of many of the Rishonim is not at all narrow. The Rambam wrote a treatise on logic, and he devotes numerous chapters in Mor Nevuchim to studying physics. And that's because he felt that those two disciplines are necessary to correctly understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ibn Ezra writes that a person has to study kol chachmos in order to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher writes about the importance of studying the seven branches of wisdom, which include logic, language, math, geometry, music, astronomy, science, and theology. So these topics that we would generally think of as secular are things that Rabbeinu Bachya says we have to study. Rav Kook perhaps goes even further than this. He writes that if there's any type of thought in the world, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, it means at the very least it could be valuable in Avodas Hashem. So I'd like to begin with a Gemara in Bava Basra that I think highlights the importance of studying these matters, and will bring us to two terms that we'll have to describe. The Gemara in Bava Basra is describing the Talmidim of Hillel. Amra Lav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shelo hiniach mikra u mishnah gemara halachos v'agados dikduke Torah v'dikduke Sofrin v'kalin v'chamurin v'gzer shavos utkufos u'gumatrios u'mashalos kovsim u'mashalos shualim sichas shedim sichos tekalim sichos malachi yashares. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew everything, the davar gadol, the davar kata, and he knew Davar Gadol and Davar Katan. So what is Davar Gadol and what is Davar Katan? Davar Gadol is Maisa Markava. The Davar Katan is Havayos Dabai Virava. So what exactly does this mean? What is Maisa Markava? And what is Havayos Dabai Virava? So Maisa Markava is a reference to the descriptions of God's chariots that appear in Yeshayahu, Perek Gimel, and Yechezkel, and Perek Aleph, and Perek Gimel, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, I think. But generally speaking, we'll see that they refer to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, esoteric wisdom. So, for Mikubalim, this means Kabbalah. That's the primary means of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that Maisa Merkava is the divine science. What's described in the first two prakim of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Take a look here at Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. Kol advarim ha'elu shedibarnu b'inyan zeh kemar midali hayam. So even though he's discussed them in these opening chapters, it's just the tip of the iceberg. V'dvarim amukim heim. What he means to say is Perek Gimel and Dalet, where he discussed physics and science, these are Dvar Mamukim, what he calls Maisa Bereshis. Aval Enam Keomek Inyan Perk Rishon Vesheni. Uvir Kol Elu Advarim Shebeperk Shlishvif Vi Hu Maisa Bereshis. And the first two prakim, he says, are Maisa Merkava. And he writes over here, continuing about the mitzvah, to know all of them. So then the Rambam writes, skipping a little bit, Bani Omer, Shein Roy Latayel Bepardes, Pardes are the Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, Elamish and Ismale Kriso Lechem Ubasar. We'll have to define what exactly that means and whether or not we're Rawi. The Lechem Ubasar Zeh, Huleda, Bir Hasar Vamutok Yote Ben Mishar Mitzvos. Vafal Pi, Shadvarm Elo, Davar Katan Karu Osam Chachamim. So even though Isser Vahetar, even though the halachic aspects of Torah are called a davar katan, like the Gemara said, havayos dabai virava, according to the Rambam, means halacha, Gemara. Abai and Rava are chosen presumably because that's the great shakla vitaris in the Gemara. Even though those are called the davar katan, shoyamru chachamim davar gadol maisa merkava, davar katan havayos dabai virava, afal pichein, ru'uyin hein lakdima. You have to learn those first. Shein miyashvin daito shal adam tchila, v'od, shein atova gdola shishpia kodesh baruchu, liyishuv ha'olam hazeh. Mitzvos, first of all, settle a person's mind, teaches them how to think. They teach us how to live in this world. Kidei linchol l'chay olam haba, v'eshto shiedim hakol, they could be known by everybody. Gadol v'katan, ish v'isha, ba'alev, rachav v'dar, ba'alev, katzar. So, the Rambam, though, tells us here that Maisa Merkava is Davar Gadol, and Davar Katan is Havayos Babay Dvirava, which the Rambam understands refers to halacha, basically. Now, we'll return to this also, very interestingly. The Rambam says that these are considered pardes, and the Rambam writes that pardes is a chelak in Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah writes you have to be mishalish your day into three sections, and shlish Talmud, and he writes shlish Gemara v'anyanim hanikrayim pardes b'chlal ha-gemara hein. So the implication is even science to some degree, physics, is part of Talmud Torah. We'll have to understand why that is and whether it's true anymore. We'll explain this a little later, but Rabbi Tursky thinks perhaps contemporary science wouldn't be a kiyum of Talmud Torah like science was for the Rambam. But one way or the other, what we see from this incredible passage is that Maisa Merkava is Davar Gadol. And even though Davar Katan, even though Havayus De'abai V'Rava must precede the study of Davar Gadol, but the fact is that it's called Davar Katan Mul Davar Gadol. Perhaps we'll close with a slightly different perspective, and one which perhaps will make us feel a little better about the fact that we do spend our whole day more or less studying Havayos Davai V'Rava. And that's portrayed by the Rav in Halachic Man. I have over here, the Rav writes how philosophy and mysticism are not the only ways to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the approach of the Halachic Man is devoid of any element of transcendence. And that's because halacha and Torah is the blueprint of the ideal world. And it's halacha, which is the Dvar Hashem, that in fact gives us the greatest perspective, the greatest glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rav Lichtenstein sums up the approach of the Rav. You have it over here. Torah study gives the Jew insight, as direct and profound as man is privileged to attain, into the revealed will of his Creator. Through the study of halacha, the imminent expression of God's transcendent rational will, man's knowledge of God gains depth and scope. Further, religious study is a stimulus to the total and spiritual personality. Faith can neither be profound nor enduring unless the intellect is fully and actively engaged in the quest for God. So in a sense, and we'll read in a continuation, it's the study of halacha that facilitates a communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps even more so than machshava or philosophy or Kabbalah. And this is really the idea. If you learn Nefesh HaChaim, for example, Shaar Daled, as to why it is that studying Toras HaNigla is so important. David HaMelech, Edrash Shochar Tov, says, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you make Tehillim as great as the study of Negayim V'Oalos? So first of all, the Nefesh HaChaim points out, the very question takes for granted that Negayim V'Oalos are the ultimate. And David HaMelech asked, could Tehillim be as great? And the Nefesh HaChaim is medayik that it's not even clear the answer was yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not have granted David this request, which means then that Negayim V'Oalos is the ultimate way of being Mischaber El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. The way, again, Rav Lichtenstein puts it, when a person delves into God's Torah and reveals its inner light and splendor and enjoys the pleasure of creativity and innovation, he merits communion with the giver of the Torah. The ideal of clinging to God is realized by means of coupling the intellect with the divine idea that is embodied in halacha, in the rules, laws, and tradition. So, how does this relate to what we've been seeing until now? We'll have to return to that question a little more next week, because we are nearly out of time. But just to think about it for a moment, how would they explain the Gemara? Right? Isn't Gemara and Bava Basra, Raya Mefureshes to the Rambam, Davar Gadol, is Maisa Merkava. Havayus Davai V'Rava is Davar Katan. If it's true that the greatest way to commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Havayus Davai V'Rava, so why is it that that's considered Davar Katan? So, first of all, you don't have to understand Davar Gadol like the Rambam. Perhaps Davar Gadol means esoteric, difficult, as opposed to Davar Katan, which is exoteric, is something that's easier to understand. Davar Gadol doesn't necessarily mean it's axiologically more important, more fundamental. It could just refer to the difficulty. Alternatively, even if we understand the Rambam's understanding, the Ritva, for example, says that if you look, it's actually very meduyak, because why does it say, sounds like if you think that Havayos Dabai V'Rava are only referred to, you know, Shas and Poskim, Halacha, so look at what was mentioned before, right? Look earlier at the Gemara Bava Basra. What does it say? Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos. So, what's the difference between Gemara and Halachos and Havayos Davai V'Rava? So the Ritva says, no. Havayos Davai V'Rava is called Davar Katan because they resulted from the lack of clarity. It's not because the study of halacha is somehow secondary or less fundamental. It means something else. Ulefisha hayazeh mechisaron yedia. Right? The Abayi Devarava come from a lack of understanding, a lack of clarity in what the Mishnah means. So therefore, karile davar katan. After all, right? The whole Gemara is very perplexing, because we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? Obviously, he didn't know Havayos Davai V'Rava. It's anachronistic. But it refers to the seikos that are later discussed in the Gemara. So, God willing, next week we'll return to this question of how is it and what is the ideal form, the ideal way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it through philosophy? Is it through Kabbalah? Is it through Torah Sanigla and the study of Havayos Davai V'Rava? Okay, have a good Shabbos.